It is time once again for the Rural Intelligence Report here on Robinhood Radio with Mark Williams, ruralintelligence.com. One place to go to find out what's going on, what's been going on, what's coming up in our region. And hey, it's going to get warmer and stay warmer eventually. So, hey, this list is warming up, Mark.
Yeah. The list is ready for spring, if not everything else is. But we'll keep you warm.
All right. Let's start off in Hudson, New York today.
Sometimes it's difficult to find a concert on a Tuesday night. And I spotted this, and it looks a really good little concert at the Half Moon Pub on Tuesday, April the 9th. It's Hand Habits and Eleanor Friedberg at the Half Moon. It starts at 8 o'clock. Hand Habits is a project from Meg Duffy. She's an LA singer and a guitarist who's joining her from upstate New York. And he's played with The Ways, Blood, Mega Blog, Kevin Morby. So a good pedigree there. And then Eleanor Friedberg is best known as one of the half of the indie rock duo Fiery Furnaces as well. So it should be a good concert at the Half Moon in Hudson on Tuesday evening, April the 9th. And as I said, it starts at 8 o'clock in the evening.
On April the 10th in Rhinebeck, New York.
Yeah, Oblong Books and Music are hosting a great little event, and it's all about celebrating, well, it's a love letter to books and bookstores in the form of a cartoon book. It's Bob Eckstein and his friends have published the ultimate cartoon book of book cartoons. And a lot of us will have seen Bob Eckstein's work because he's an award-winning illustrator. He's going to be at Oblong Books and Music on the 10th at 6 o'clock in the evening to talk about his new collection of cartoons, which all, as I say, all about, they're a love letter to books and bookstores. And there are a whole series of other cartoonists who got involved in the project. Liza Donnelly, Michael Maslin, and Danny Shanahan as well. And he'll talk about that. And, of course, you can get a copy of the book and get him to sign it as well. But I think it's we love bookstores, and this is a lovely way of celebrating them as well.
Williamstown, Massachusetts, on Thursday the 11th at 8 p.m.
Yes. This is a really interesting talk. It's part of the Bronfen-Weiner lecture series at Williams College. And they are bringing in Jill Soloway talk to the assistant professor of religion at Williamstown called Jeff Israel. And it is actually fascinating because I've heard Jill Soloway talk before. First of all, the lecture is called Portraying Jews, Gender, and Sexuality in American Popular Media. And who should be better qualified to talk about this than Jill Soloway? Because she's the artist and the activist who created the TV series Transparent, you know, the one that was on Amazon. And it won an Emmy and it won a Golden Globe. And it really was, groundbreaking in a whole series of different ways, particularly about gender and sexuality and even actually Jewishness as well. And she also co-created and directed the series I Love Dick as well. So she knows of which she speaks, and I think it will be, if you're in the Williamstown area and you can pop into Williams College at 8 o'clock on Thursday, April the 11th, I think you'll find it's a really interesting event to discuss all of these issues.
On April the 12th in Salisbury, Connecticut, let's take on a pretty big topic, the Salisbury Forum Solving World Pollution.
Yeah, the Salisbury Forum really do ask some fascinating people to come and talk at Salisbury School. And on Friday, there's another very interesting person coming to see. It's Richard Fuller. He's based in the U.S. now. He's an engineer, entrepreneur, and environmentalist. But he was actually born in Australia. But he's best known for his work in global pollution remediation. And in 2000, he's really successful. successful in this. He was actually awarded the Medal of the Order of Australia in recognition of his services to conservation and environment. And he's a president. He's the founder and president of the non-profit organization called Pure Earth, which is dedicated to solving pollution problems, particularly in low and middle income countries where human health is one of the big risks there. So he's also one of the founders of the Global Alliance on Health and Pollution. So really interesting, big subjects to talk about. He will be at the Salisbury Forum on Friday evening, April the 12th. It starts at 7:30 in the evening, and it's at the Salisbury School. And you can get all the details on how to get there on ruralintelligence.com.
On April the 13th, though, let's go to Lenox, Massachusetts, Intro to Gardening.
I spotted this, and this is really interesting. If you're in and around the Lenox area and you're interested in organic garden and gardening, and particularly in becoming a member of a community garden, this is a really great event to possibly think about and attend and get involved in. So it's on Saturday morning at the Pleasant Valley Wildlife Sanctuary. It starts at 10:30 in the morning, and they're starting it as an intro to gardening organically and community gardens registration. And it's all Mass Audubon is inviting local residents to join the Canoe Meadows Community Garden and grow vegetables in what I think must be one of the most scenic community gardens in the Berkshires. Now, obviously, this is all organic, and they're asking that all the new garden members must register for this free introduction to gardening organically workshop, so that you can really participate in this community garden and get the best out of it, and also make sure that it's all absolutely pure and pristine and organic. So it sounds like a lovely event. Instructors will share the benefits of organic gardening as well, and how you can best really incorporate it in your gardening approach anyway. So you'll have to check out the full details on their website. It's the Pleasant Valley Wildlife Sanctuary in Lenox there on Saturday, April the 13th, starts at 10:30 in the morning.
This next event we talk about every year, it's going on in Copaic, New York on the 13th, the 28th Annual Bicycle and Automobile Auction.
Yes. You know, this is the 28th. So that, as you say, we've talked about it every year. It's absolutely a great fun event. It's it starts off on it's the weekend basically, but on Friday the 12th, they suggest anyone who's interested in cycling in the countryside around sort of Columbia County should come to the car park of the Copaic Auctions, and they set out on this 10-mile bicycle around, and obviously you can go with your modern bike, but they have people on penny farthings and really old bikes of one sort or another, and so it's a great fun event on the Friday, April the 12th. But then on Saturday they get down to really business one way and another, because they have this bicycle and automobilia auction and swap meet. So for sale will be bicycles, automobile and transport related memorabilia. There will be collectibles, signs, art, posters, parts, accessories, ephemera, all sorts of things like that. The website has all of the dates and times, and you will actually probably need to go on to have a look at all the items that are for sale. There's a penny farthings are for sale, and there's an amazing looking wooden bike that was made in 1898 called a Chilean wooden frame bicycle. So it really is an amazing event. I'm not surprised they've really built their reputation around this Copaic Auctions, and it's fun just going along and looking at and watching all the action. So that's at Copaic Auctions, starts at 9 o'clock on Saturday, April the 13th. And of course, if you want to take part in the bicycle ride, that's on Friday afternoon, but do sign up for that on their website.
On the 13th as well, at 12 noon, the Susan B. Anthony Project Authors Luncheon.
Yeah, the Susan B. Anthony Project is a really wonderful project. It promotes safety and healing and growth for survivors of domestic and sexual abuse. And it really advocates for women and the autonomy of women and the end to sort of violence against women as well. So it's a really good cause. And on at the Fairview Farm Golf Course in Harwinton on Saturday, April the 13th at 12 o'clock, they're having this sort of author's luncheon with Susan Campbell, Fran Hauser, and Jacqueline Smith, and they'll all be there talking about their books, talking about their careers, and they will be available afterwards for book signings. And so you can have a luncheon, you can support this wonderful project, and also you can meet your favorite author as well. So as I say, 12 o'clock Saturday, April the 13th at the Fairview Farm Golf Course.
Also on the 13th, from 10 till 3 in Hyde Park, New York, the Hudson Valley History Reading Festival.
Yeah, there's a lot of reading going on this Saturday, the 13th. And Hudson Valley have been having these history reading festivals now. This will be the seventh in a row. They bring together authors who talk about and sign books about their recently published books on the Hudson Valley and its history. This year, the events include a book called The Hudson Valley Wine with the author Tessa Edick. They have got, and then I thought this was quite funny because then they have another author, Eleanor Rubin Charwat, who was the author of Prohibition in the Hudson Valley. I thought it was a bit of a contrast to the Hudson Valley wines. She's going to be talking, but there's also some authors of the Hudson River State Hospital. There's Richard Friswell, who we talked about before. He's the author of Hudson River Chronicles. So there's a whole lot of people. It's all to support Hudson, well, the Reading Fest, Hudson Valley History Reading Fest. And it starts at 10 o'clock in the morning at Hyde Park at the FDR Presidential Library and Museum. And it runs actually until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And it all is on Saturday, April the 13th.
On Saturday, April the 13th, on to the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon, their spring poetry dinner.
Yeah, I didn't realize they had this, but it must have been going on for a few years. So every year they seem to have a spring poetry dinner. This year they'll be honoring Simon Armitage, who is one of the UK's, I guess, most famous and contemporary poets. He's appointed a Commander of the Order of the British Empire, CBE, in 2010. But the thing that really he's known for is he's had over 15 published collections of his poetry. He also did a translation of Sir Gawain and the Green Knight in 2009, which has been really acclaimed. So it's lovely that they're honoring him. It starts at 5 o'clock on Saturday, April the 13th at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon.
Let's go to Hudson, New York on April the 13th at 5:30. Writers in Hudson.
Yeah. As I say, it's a literary Saturday the 13th, because Art Omai always have in the spring a whole series of writers in residence, and they bring them then into town and do readings and ask them to do readings. Some of the work that they've been working on whilst they've been in residence, or some of the work they've done in the past. And on the 13th, they're going to the third floor gallery in Hudson, and they're bringing a whole series of writers. I went online thinking, they'll probably have, over the course of the spring, they'll probably have two or three writers who come and sit there and write and use the facilities really to concentrate on the writing. And in fact, it turns out that the Art Omai is so well organized. They now bring 25 writers and translators as well to Art Omai in Ghent throughout the spring to really be able to concentrate on their writing and to benefit from it. And that not all 25 will be there on April the 13th to talk, but a good group of them will be. So it's a lovely opportunity to hear some of the work they've been working on and meet some of the writers as well. And they come from all around the world, so it's a really tremendous selection. So that's Saturday evening, starts at 5:30 in the evening in the third floored gallery in Hudson. And so do check it out. The Art Omai website has all of the details if you need them.
6 to 8 p.m. On the 13th, beer tasting benefit in Ghent.
Yeah, this organization that is having a beer tasting is a really wonderful organization. It's called the High and Mighty Therapeutic Riding and Driving Center. And they're having this tasting. I'll go into more details in a second. But basically, High and Mighty Therapeutic Riding Center is based on about 50 acres in Columbia County. And they offer riding and driving and other sort of equine assisted events and activities to children, to teens, and adults, but most of them all have special needs. And the opportunity to interact with horses really seems to make a big difference to a lot of people with special needs. It really is absolutely fascinating to see how they work together. They obviously need funding, and they're having their third annual beer tasting on Saturday evening, the April the 13th. It's at the barn at the Liberty Farms. So you do get an opportunity to see a bit about what they do. It starts at 6 o'clock in the evening, and it's not just local craft breweries that are participating, but there's going to be Wood-Fired Pizza from Berkshire Bakes and Somar Catering are also involved as well. So a lovely event for to support a super activity as well. That starts at 6 o'clock on Saturday, April the 13th.
And on the 13th, in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, the American Brass Quintet.
Yeah, Close Encounters with Music has a number of big events every year, and this one is one of their big events, as it were. So they are having a prestige performance with the American Brass Quintet. The evening starts with the Victor Ewald's Brass Quintet Number 2, which was from the late 1800s in Russia. But then they have a piece which is absolutely contemporary, Philip Lesser, Common Heroes on Common Land, which is lovely because it's a commission through the Juilliard School with Americana sound, requiring each player to recite poetry at the same time. So really an interesting idea. Then they have Three Fantasies in Church Modes by Thomas Salzer, which is a sort of a piece that dates back to the 15th century. And the night ends with Eric Voisin's Engaging Frostfire. So that's all at the Mahewi on Saturday, April the 13th in Great Barrington at 6 o'clock in the evening.
Tivoli, New York will be our next destination.
Yeah, Zivdan is going to be at the Cat's Barn. And a lot of people may have come across them before, because in 2016 they were at the Pillow. And then they were also at the Lumberyard around the same time as well. But this time they're at the Cat's Barn. And the whole idea is that the artistic director, Ziv Gottheimers, is producing this really contemporary dance works, and they're all designed to sort of draw the viewers in and yet challenge the audience to think. So it's really a lovely idea. They're presenting two works this time around, Bear's Ears and Detour. As I say, it starts at 7:30 at Cat's Barn in Tivoli on Saturday, April the 13th. And again, all the details are on Rural Intelligence, so you can click through from Rural Intelligence.
We move on from Tivoli to Spencertown, New York.
Yeah, you know, Spencertown Academy of Arts Center has really got its act together in the last few years, and they are having this Roots and Shoots concert series at the moment. And what they're doing is on Saturday the 13th, they've got some swing dancing with the Luster Kings, and they're starting off with lessons on swing dancing at 7 o'clock in the evening with Jason Fenton, and then the actual concert starts where you can rock to it, and the Luster Kings themselves start playing at 8 o'clock in the evening, and you'll be able to dance. And the nice thing is that these swing dance sessions are really popping up all around our region. We've talked about this a lot in recent weeks, so it's becoming a really fashionable and fun thing to do. And on Saturday night, you can get out and have some fun. So that's Saturday, April the 13th at the Spencertown Academy Arts Center in Spencertown. And if you want to go to the lessons, they start at 7 o'clock in the evening.
On the 14th, let's go to Hudson, New York at noon for the Green Energy Fair.
Yeah, Basilica Hudson obviously does push the boundaries on a whole series of things, but does a tremendous amount for the community. And they really feel very worried about the energy situation in this area and the environment. And they've put together this marketplace of energy leaders and leading companies and environmental advocates for a whole afternoon of presentations. And they're bringing in community leaders as well. And the whole idea is that local people can go along to Basilica Hudson, listen to these presentations, make decisions about how they want their house and their energy to be, what energy they want to do, how they want to go forward. And they really learn about how to deal with the climate and energy crisis and all those type of things. Now, it's all free. The whole idea is it's going to be an annual program. It's a very practical series of solutions as well. And it starts at 12 o'clock midday, Sunday, April the 14th at Basilica Hudson in Hudson. And it will run till about 5 o'clock. So check out their website for all of the details of who will be there and when. But it starts at 12 o'clock on Sunday, April the 14th.
Also on the 14th in Kinderhook, Concerts in the Village.
Yeah, a couple of lovely concerts on Sunday afternoon. As you say, Concerts in the Village is the Brahms Requiem, the Eine Deutsche Requiem of Johannes Brahms. That's at the Kinderhook Reformed Church. Starts at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. They're bringing in the Broad Street Chorale and Orchestra, and the soloists will be soprano Heather Green, and the baritone is Richard Byrne. So that starts at 3 o'clock at the Kinderhook Reformed Church in Kinderhook on Sunday the 14th.
We will wrap things up in Great Barrington with Chick Corea Trio coming to the Mehewi.
Yep, big band coming there. Chick Corea, I guess he must have been doing this for years and years. He's really popular. He knows so many different forms of music one way and another. He started playing with Miles Davis in the 1960s and early 1970s. Anyway, he's bringing in his trio. It should be a great fun concert at the Mehewi on Sunday, April the 14th at 7 o'clock in the evening.
And that will wrap up, once again, a very busy Rural Intelligence Report. Mark, we'll speak to you next week.
Lovely. I look forward to it, Marshall.